第131课
Why should I go out to see a movie or a concert? It's a lot more comfortable to stay at home. I have cable TV, which gives me a choice of 30 different programs. Why, I can see a championship fight right in my living room. Or I can rent a good movie for a couple of bucks and watch it on my VCR. I'm a couch potato, and it's too late for me to change. But we try to keep our kids from watching more than 2 hours of television a day. We don't want them to be couch potatoes, too. Hey, there's always something to do there for a small rat. At least a dozen fast food places where we can buy a burger, a slice of pizza, ice cream, whatever. 10 different movie theaters. And a whole lot of people to watch, you know. I can, like, spend the whole day there, you know. Sure, I used to be a typical mall rat, hanging around watching the crowds, especially the girls. But then I went out for basketball, made the team, and I don't have time to waste anymore.
第132课
I don't know what to do about my father. He has an awful cough from smoking, and he's tried to stop a dozen times. But after a couple of weeks, he backslides and starts puffing away again. I know, I'm 20 pounds overweight, and I keep trying to diet, but I'm a terrible backslider. I'll lose a couple of pounds, and then walk by an ice cream shop and go in and eat a quart of the stuff. Mr. Green keeps getting elected because he tries to shake hands with every voter in his district at election time. He backslaps all the men, and he kisses every baby he sees, and tells the mother it's the most beautiful baby he's ever seen. Be careful of that big, loud guy over there. He's a real backslapper if he thinks you're important, but if he finds out you're not a big shot, he won't even bother to say hello to you.
第133课
Honey, why don't you pass the car in front? He's going too slow. Look out! Do you see the car coming out of that side street? Oh, better slow down. The light's turning red up ahead. One place where you find lots of backseat drivers is in politics. These are people who can't get elected themselves, but keep bothering elected public officials with unneeded advice. On the second day of the flight, the space shuttle's main air conditioning system broke down. But the astronauts switched on the backup system and were able to continue the mission for another 3 days and land safely at Edwards Air Force Base. This airline pilot talked about getting ready to land that famous day when all the lights in New York went out. He said he was lucky the airport had a backup system of its own generators. Otherwise, he would have had to try to land in total darkness.
第134课
Our next-door neighbor came back from the hospital yesterday after his heart attack, and I'm glad to say he certainly looks back in the pink again. It's amazing what a good night's sleep can do for a man. I thought I was getting a cold yesterday, so I went to bed a couple of hours early, and I really feel in the pink now. I think my health is important, so I don't smoke or drink. I eat lots of vegetables and fruit, and I do exercises 3 times a week. These things help to keep me fit as a fiddle. My grandfather looks like he's 60, but he's really 80 years old and fit as a fiddle. He still has his own teeth, doesn't need glasses, and walks 4 miles every day.
第135课
Look, you play ball with me and tell me who your boss is, and maybe we can get the judge to take it easy on you. To get his programs passed through the Congress, a president sometimes has to play ball with members of the opposing party and do them favors in return for their votes. Say, that new saleswoman doesn't seem to pay much attention to her work. You tell her she'd better get on the ball and start taking care of customers, or we'll have to let her go. That reporter is about the best we have on the paper. He's always on the ball and brings back stories that most other reporters would miss.
第136课
This is Henry Higgins calling about the Brown divorce case.
I'm sending you Mr. Brown's offer to pay your client $1,000 a month for child support. Now the ball's in your court. Let me know whether Mrs. Brown agrees to this amount. Here's a revised budget our people are ready to vote for. It's about the best I can do. Now the ball's in your court, my friend. See whether your people can agree to it. It looked like a dull party with everybody just sitting there. But Dick started the ball rolling by telling a couple of funny jokes. And then Jack brought out his guitar and sang some folk songs. People started singing along, and we had a good time after all. Okay, I've called this meeting to see what ideas we have for the new ad campaign. I'll start the ball rolling by telling you a few ideas I already have.
第137课
Joe likes to brag about all the friends he has. But to tell the truth, his friendships are only skin deep. The only person he really cares about deep down in his heart is himself. Sure, Mrs. Brown is the best-looking woman in town. But you know what they say, beauty is only skin deep. Underneath, she's about as mean and stingy as anybody can be. Most of the kids in my fifth period English class are great, but Billy Brown really gets under my skin. He never stops talking. He teases the girls until they cry, and he never turns in his homework on time. Jack is a nice guy, but he has one habit that really gets under my skin. He sits there all day and cracks his knuckles. You know, I think he doesn't even realize he's doing it.
第138课
Hey, it's no skin off my nose if Susie's going out now with that guy. I don't care what she does. I broke up with her a month ago when I met Karen. Karen's a lot more my style. Look, it's no skin off my nose if you want to get tattooed all over, kid. But it's stupid to begin with. And besides, Mother and Dad will be very upset when they see what you've done. My son was in a bad auto accident last week. The other car went through a red light and smashed into him. It wrecked his car, but he was wearing his seatbelt, and that saved his skin. He walked away without a scratch. I was in real trouble last night. I had to type up a term paper to turn into my English teacher this morning, and my typewriter broke down. But the girl next door loaned me her typewriter. She really saved my skin.
第139课
You not only came back home after midnight last night, but you also wrecked my car. Let me ask you something. How many people were in the car, and who was at the wheel on your way home? You want to know what my career plan is? I'll tell you honestly. My ambition is to be at the wheel of a big corporation by the time I reach 40. Mary is sure hell on wheels when it comes to good hard work. She gets twice as much done in 8 hours as anybody else in the office. Jane's dad is certainly hell on wheels with her and her brother. Nothing they do pleases him. He scolds them for this and that every day. He won't let them go out on weekends, and he takes away their allowances on the slightest excuse. I really feel sorry for them.
第140课
I've got to get out of this place and find another job somewhere. I'm just spinning my wheels here. There's no chance to get a pay raise, much less a promotion. How many times have I told you that you've got to let us know where you are and get back at the time you promised? But I feel I am just spinning my wheels here, as you always do whatever you want and worry us sick over you. Look, don't try to design your own computer system for handling our accounts. There are plenty of good systems already on the market, so let's not reinvent the wheel. I thought I had finally worked out a good system to file these papers according to their different categories and under specific labels, but it turned out I was reinventing the wheel, as most people have been doing it this way for a long time.